Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think we're going to hear from the umpires here. Now Alex Cora's been thrown out. He said one thing too many for Alan Porter. He's been frustrated all night long. He's pointing out to the second base bag. He's been all over these umpires all evening long. And I think he's got something going on with Alan Porter. He just said, especially with me. In other words, there's some history here where he is upset and not getting calls to go their way.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Will Fleming's call of Alex Cora's ejection last night in Anaheim. The second straight night he'd been ejected. A guy who has said on the record, I hate being ejected. I'm supposed to be in the dugout managing. Two nights in a row, the frustration, the situation, the umpiring, the calls, it all got to him, and you're out of here.
Even Ramon Martinez couldn't save them. That's how bad things have been.
Ramon Vasquez.
Ramon Martinez couldn't
be the brother of Pedro Martinez.
He couldn't. Well, he was no help, was he?
Nope.
Was Ramon Vasquez as well.
Still skinny and with the Dodgers somewhere.
No help whatsoever.
Yeah, it was a bad game last night, and I don't know. I do think Will Fleming accurately points out that there's a history. Alan Porter has thrown out Alex Cora previously this season.
For the same kind of call, for an infielder blocking the base at second base last year.
And for being wrong, and he seems like one of these over-officious umpires, dinks, that think they are the show, that it's personal.
Do they still not understand nobody pays to see them?
Yeah, and this guy doesn't, because this guy, I thought he was really, really close to maybe crossing the line to unprofessional. He kind of went after Alex Cora. There was more fire energy on his end, I thought, than Alex Cora's end. And I don't know how much that played in the ejection, what exactly Cora said to spark him. But those two got a problem with each other. If I were Major League Baseball, they probably shouldn't be on the same baseball field anymore.
Nah.
You should probably check future crews that are doing Red Sox games, because that's not helping anybody. And that's not why the Red Sox lost. They didn't lose because they didn't get the obstruction call with Toro making a terrible decision to go to second base after Duran made a terrible decision to try to go to third base and was caught in a rundown and thrown out. The whole thing. It was the right call. Alex Cora was right. I firmly believe it was obstruction. You go watch the video, and when he's sliding into second and the third baseman is kneeling there in front of the base, he's like, he comes in and then he's like, he pulls up because he's like, where do my hands go? He was like an uncomfortable 12-year-old boy on his first date. Like, I don't really know where my hands go in this situation. So it was obstruction, but they have more issues than that. Like, the bigger issue is, what the hell was Jaron Duran doing trying to go to third on a ground ball hit right at him?
Multiple nights in a row, there's been an Alex Cora ejection, a Jaron Duran, what the hell are you doing?
The Jaron Duran, what the hell are you doing, comes after the, ooh, nice Jaron Duran. Because Jaron Duran was on second because he hit a rocket at the first baseman, deflects off his glove. It's 30 feet behind first base, and Jaron Duran does what he do, and he sprints right past first base into second.
With that wild speed of his, it's that hyper-athleticism that we continue to put faith in turning his season around.
He's becoming Otis Smith. He giveth and taketh. He maketh plays for both teams.
He's a little better than Otis.
I'm not so sure about that. He's making a lot of plays lately for both teams. Defensively and on the base paths, he is a help to the Red Sox at times, and then he's a hindrance to the Red Sox.
When you say Otis Smith, you mean Otis Nixon?
No, I mean Otis Smith, who had a lot of interceptions and gave up a lot of touchdowns.
Oh, you're crossing sports. Okay, that guy. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Otis, oh, Otis, my man.
When I say Otis Smith, I mean Otis Smith.
Okay.
Not like Ramon Martinez.
Well, was he any help last night?
He was not.
Okay.
I don't even know where he is. Well, dead or alive, we could play that game for all of
it's probably not going to do well.
I think he's alive.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
But the Red Sox momentum, and we've talked about this, Stiz, we've been on this. This last night had nothing to do with Rafi Devers, in my opinion. Like, these are the Red Sox I've seen all year. They play poor defense. They have a bad first inning from their pitcher, and they can't run the bases. What does Rafi Devers have to do to that? They scored enough runs last night. They played the game where they come back, they tie it, like they're back in it, and then they can't quite close. Oh, Whitlock. Did Whitlock stink because Devers was traded to the Giants?
Yep. He said so in the postgame, I think.
I think that's how that works.
Oh, no?
So we're going to tie wins and losses and record moving forward and results and momentum and sellers, buyers falling apart to Rafi Devers?
Well, obviously Devers wasn't our only problem.
No.
Everyone knew that. I mean, we struggled to be above 500 this whole season.
Today it feels like the right day to say this. While watching the game last night, you know, I sort of jested yesterday. Yeah, they've said they don't have a top of the order or a middle of the order, Andy, or a bottom of the order. It's just a lineup these days, right? So while watching the game last night, I thought, you know what? This doesn't really feel like a major league lineup.
No, it isn't.
It's not.
It isn't.
It's not.
It might
I'm
be
sorry.
A,
it's not.
It's a 4A lineup. You're excited about some of the prospects,
it's
the future.
It's not a major league lineup.
The thing
right
that
now.
Made me think, and Stiz, you just kind of alluded to this. So if I asked you, like, your life is on the line or your mortgage is on the line, your house is on the line, and I said you just need
yes,
to.
Yes, he would strip.
No. You just need to pick one thing that you're sure the Red Sox will do well tonight. One thing. It can be base running, it can be fielding, it can be hitting, runs, starting pitching, bullpen. If you could pick one thing that you would be surefire confident the Red Sox will do well tonight, Dan Ball, what would it be?
It would, of course, be matching up lefties and righties in the lineup properly.
You sure about that?
Yes, because they always have righties when a lefty's on the mound. You can't take that away from them. And if it gets to the ninth and you're in the lead, they usually get the save from Aroldis Chapman. This is a lot more difficult than I thought it was when I started opening my mouth.
And that's why I said bullpen, because if you just say Chapman, I think he's the answer. I think he with Bregman
the only
hurt,
automatic on this team
Bregman's
right now.
Hurt and Devers isn't on the team anymore, I think the answer is Aroldis Chapman. And every fifth day, Garrett Crochet giving you a chance to win.
Right.
But if I just
say, they catch well when Carlos Narvaez plays, not Connor Wong.
For the most, Connor Wong, big day. Do we have music? Do we have celebratory music?
Oh, he got
music?
His first RBI.
He got an RBI, and he's been waiting a long time. And he got a pretty nice celebration when he got to the dugout.
They were excited for him.
They should be.
Yeah.
He was their starting catcher, and it's June 24th, and he doesn't have an RBI.
The Wonger.
But it's just, it's unbelievable this late in the season for a team. Fitzy, you thought it was going to be good, right?
I think a lot of us did.
I thought it was going to be good. Dan Ball, you thought it was going to be good?
100%.
This late in the season, we don't have anything to say they're good at. Anything.
Oh, I can say the one thing they're good at.
What?
Not living up to expectations.
Failing short. Yeah, falling short.
Actually, you know what else they're not good at? What else they are good at? Not playing good defense.
Yeah, that's pretty consistent. That is...
You know what? Actually, they are currently tied for the worst fielding percentage in baseball with... Okay.
Colorado Rockies.
Correct.
Somehow they're league leaders and circling the drain.
Yep. And I just, I'm all, it is kind of stunning. And I don't, is it a you problem or an us problem?
It's
is
usually it a me problem on this show, but can you be more specific?
I mean,
it's
is
a
it,
me bound.
Did we F up with our analysis or did they F up season long with what they are? Like, okay. did we just get caught up in some hype because, oh my God, they signed Bregman and they got Crochet?
No, on paper, they should be a better team, right? On paper.
He lost confidence midway through the sentence.
Right?
They should be a better team, right?
Right?
Anybody? We're going Burgundy? Streaking? Why is nobody behind me?
No, but sometimes I just like to look at Dan for some assurance.
Andy, we often play the two things can be true at the same time game here on WEEI Afternoons.
Yes.
And I think this is a classic case of they definitely should have been better and no shame on us for expecting this team to play at a higher level. And at the same time, what the hell were we thinking? Because this doesn't really look like a major league lineup. Now, that said, Casas should have been in the lineup, let alone hitting the ball. He fell over his own self at first base, tore his knee, and he won't be playing next year.
But he wasn't good when he left.
No, he was not.
People wanted him to leave, just not.
Rafael Devers took his ball and went to San Francisco because he was upset about not getting to play third or being asked to play first.
Being asked to do anything at all.
Live up to his contract,
et cetera.
Duran is playing at half the rate that he did last year, said, I'm Rafael, it's fine. Willy Abreu was hot in April, now he's not. The team is wildly underwhelming.
And you know what happens to teams that are wildly underwhelming? National baseball analysts put together lists of potential trade commodities candidates at the trade deadline.
Just don't trade Campbell.
And good players. Don't have that opinion, Jeff Passan or anybody else. They will come for you with social media pitchforks. But yes, Jeff Passan and somebody else, Dan Ball.
Kylie McDaniel.
Oh, Kylie. Old friend Kylie McDaniel.
Old Kylie.
They put together their list of targets for Major League Baseball, the trade deadline. Number one on the list, Dan Ball.
Number one on the list with a chance of trade percentage at 10%, Red Sox third baseman Alex Bregman.
Alex Bregman.
You want to talk about riots in the streets near Fenway Park?
Are you out of your mind?
If you trade Rafael Devers, then trade Alex Bregman, and now you have no third baseman, then that would be a major issue.
Okay,
the guy that you signed to replace him.
A factor here is you people all told me that he was a one-year deal.
Did we?
Because he has outs after each of the first 2 years of his $40 million a year contract. So you people told me he was going to ask out anyway. So that adds a layer of why you would trade him, right? If you believe he's going to opt out at the end of the year and you're not going to the playoffs, it's called good business to trade him.
Yeah, no question.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So number two on the list, it'd be some cool Mason Miller, some guy on another team. Who would number two on Jeff Passan's list of likely trade deadline targets in Major League Baseball be?
With a chance of trade percentage at 25%, Red Sox outfielder, DH, leadoff hitter, Jaron Duran.
25%. Wow.
Base running maven and expert, Jaron Duran. He always knows when to go and when not to go and when to slide and stop on the base and not zip on right by. A 1-in-4 chance.
I think it's going to get higher. I mean, I'd love to ask Bradfo about this, but I've heard the likes of McAdam and Cotillo and others around town and on the beat speculating they believe a Duran trade could very well happen.
Well, this started 30 days ago, month and a half ago. San Diego has been linked to him all May and June, basically.
Oh, fake news.
It seems real when it comes coming up.
It started a year and a half ago, for being honest. It started at the beginning of 2024 when they were starting to poke around. But then Jackson Merrill had the breakout season he did.
Yep.
I think I said this to you off air yesterday, but with how much Duran seems to be tapped into, you know, what's being said and the influence that the fans have and stuff like that, if these are the rumors out there right now, you got to do this now. You got to pull the Band-Aid off because the last thing that he needs is to be sitting in the middle of trade rumors trying to focus and play.
Oh, yeah. Truth. And I'm not going to go down the mental health road. That's a separate personal thing.
Yeah, no question.
But
no question.
Known to struggle.
Absolutely. But I'm just going to stick to baseball like people told me to stick to football on social media last night when I said trade Christian Campbell.
Multiple times.
Mm-hmm. If you just stick to baseball, he looks like he has focus problems in the field this year, correct?
Yes, and the numbers
Duran?
Back that up. Yeah.
Looks like he has focus problems on the base paths this year, correct?
Would appear so, yes.
Okay, so if you only add layers of distractions, of trade rumors and stuff, it's not going to go well. But you just said if they trade Bregman, riots in the streets. Riots in the streets if you trade Jaron Duran?
If you did it last year, yes.
No, I mean now.
If you did it now, I don't get the sense that people, depending on the return, would be all that banged up about it.
But don't you feel like this could also be a case of the team is so underwhelming that now you've got guys pressing to be more, do more,
absolutely.
Make up more. And Jaron Duran seems like a people pleaser.
Example
or like the kind of guy. Maybe we should, you know, in an hour and 15 minutes, ask Alex Cora that during his weekly interview with us.
On my list.
Hey, do you believe Jaron Duran is trying too hard?
Too much.
Too much.
Like, take a step back. But I also, I think he might be the team's most popular player right now. I think people really like Jaron Duran. Now, Crochet is probably elevating there. Chapman, for whatever he is, performance-wise, might be elevating. But the young guys have a chance.
He's an asset right now.
But I think Jaron Duran is your most popular Red Sox player. And I think he's more popular than Rafi Devers was. So I think you'd be trading your best player and then trading your most popular player. So you don't think that might be riots in the streets for a team that was supposed to be competing for a World Series this year?
I just feel like the tide's changing on him. And listen,
why? Because Carrabba's doesn't like him?
No, this is.
I love how everybody gets their opinions from other people. Well, if Carrabba's doesn't like him, then I can't like him anymore. Have your own damn opinions, people. Don't be sheep. Be lions. Sorry, go ahead, Danbo.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. This is actually
a lot.
Reading and interacting with other people outside of the people who know more about the Red Sox than anybody else in the town, and I will give him credit for that. But
Wait, who's that?
Jared Carrabba's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but outside of hearing what they discussed on their podcast, this is just reading and listening and interacting with people. People are having their opinions, and the Red Sox are too. They moved him out of the leadoff spot against left-handed pitchers.
Yeah.
They DH'd him for the first time in who knows when.
Yep.
They're starting to kind of paint the picture of, hey, what does life without Jaron Duran, leadoff hitter and left fielder, look like right now?
If they trade Campbell, Duran, and Bregman. Literally, all the guys on the WooSox are like, hey, are we all going to Boston?
I'm not worried about you, but what you're saying.
You know who would love a cost-controlled outfielder right now? The Sacramento A's.
You know what they have?
Who?
A closer. Also, where's Aroldis Chapman on this list?
He is number 18 on this list. Chance of trade, 35%.
Because I think if I'm another team and I look at Aroldis Chapman and I think I'm a playoff team, a World Series contender, Aroldis Chapman has been awesome. And he was supposed to be the setup man here. He's been a really good closer here this year. He's throwing 100 and whatever you want to believe the gun to say, 103. I think Chapman, whatever your feelings about Chapman were pre-here and human being, and that's a side topic. But if you watch what he did this year, and I'm like a pro scouting director from another team, yeah, I'd take Aroldis Chapman. He's the perfect guy.
In a heartbeat.
He's the perfect guy.
What bullpen couldn't use a 103-mile-per-hour juiced-up gun throwing veteran left-hander?
Still 99 on a real gun or whatever.
Okay, all right, whatever it is. Like, the dude's balling out this year.
What else we got on there? Any other targets? Is Abreu on the list, Dan Ball?
No, the only other Red Sox
Campbell,
that I
obviously
can see and I'll double-check to make sure I'm not missing it. Number 28, our boy Walker Buehler.
What are you going to get back for him? I don't even want to make the whole, like, some big league chew and a fungo.
A bag of balls, and then you find out, wait, these aren't Major League Baseballs. These are T-balls. They bounce.
They're shooting at the cans.
Yeah, you just got to wait out the Red Sox at this point if you want Buehler, if anybody does.
Isn't that how they got, last year, Paxton? Like, the Dodgers were going to DFA him, whatever, and then the Red Sox traded...
Yeah, like they
got him back, and he was great.
No, he wasn't.
The other teams.
And I would think that maybe Walker Buehler could follow a same path if he goes elsewhere, because I'm with Dan Ball in his three-point stance, that he might just be toast. But you could maybe get a little something-something cash.
What a fall from grace.
John Henry, cash.
Watch him. You know what?
You know that soccer team could use a little cash.
Watch him go back to L.A. and be lights out.
I don't think that's going to happen. Dan Ball, chances of that happening. Make up your own percentages here. Walker Buehler goes back
to
the Dodgers.
Does Breslobot know what the chances are of Walker Buehler being DFA'd, sent to Los Angeles, and rekindling his career with the Dodgers?
That percentage also, I think going back to Los Angeles, just that one detail is strong. I'd probably put that over 50%.
Anything is possible.
Rekindling his career, I don't know. I don't know about rekindling his career. I'd put that at 15, maybe. Yeah. But, I mean, doing the same thing Craig Kimbrell just did with Atlanta. Go back to the team where you started, work out in AAA, maybe you get a chance, and he's a playoff competitor, so maybe there is something.
And maybe
there.
You get rid of the pressure or whatever mental rut you're in, angst, and maybe you can just recapture your form and a little confidence. Speaking of percentages, Dan Ball loves to put stats in the rundown. The Red Sox have a 25.2% chance to make the playoffs right now.
Nerd.
Seems high. Wow, nerd on nerd crime. Brez calling out Dan Ball. That's per Fangraphs. They had a 43.9% chance on this day a year ago.
Wow. I wonder even what it was like a week ago when they were riding the four series win streak.
Oh, it was much better. It was much better.
It's not good.
Let's squeeze in a phone call, 617-779-7937. Eric in Chicopee wants to join the Jaron Duran discussion. What's up, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'll be furious if they trade Jaron Duran. And I'm not going to act like I have the pulse of Red Sox Nation at my fingertips or anything.
Neither will
but
we.
I will. I think I would speak for a lot of people. And quite frankly, the only place I've been hearing this is for, and I don't know exactly who, because I'm not like making a ledger, but it's from voices coming off of this radio station, and I don't know where it's coming from. It does not benefit anyone to trade one of your most dynamic players in his prime. I mean, I don't get it at all, and I really don't like hearing about it.
All right, thanks for the call, Eric. I mean, I can't
explain. We didn't
explain
make it up, Eric.
We didn't make it up, first of all. Jeff Passan tied in. He's got him number two on the target list for Major League Baseball.
Started 5 weeks ago with rumors.
100%. From San Diego. It's been out there. Yeah,
he was number one on the Athletics list as well. That came out a day or two ago.
Also, I would just say simply, they have a glut of outfielders, and they're younger than him. They have longer cost control than him because either experience, whatever, time, or Rafaela has already signed a contract. So, and I think you can argue that maybe the best of Jaron Duran is behind you. And, you know, part of the future, if you're planning for the Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer Red Sox, that's Rafaela and Abreu and the other guys mixed in.
But if you deal away Duran and you know he's probably going to cost some money and you're not going to pay it, where does that money go?
Kyle Tucker.
He's also an outfielder.
Yeah, I know. It all goes to Kyle Tucker. The answer is always, there's two of them. If the answer is in some way related, you ever see those online memes that the answer for some rednecks is always either duct tape or WD-40?
Yeah.
For the Red Sox, the answer is either Mason Miller, if it's pitching related.
That's not happening.
Or Kyle Tucker, if it's hitter related. Those are the two answers. Yeah. Stiz.
Did that caller just say it would be insane if the Red Sox traded one of their star players?
Hi, my name is Rafi Devers.
Wait, now Devers is a computer bot? Or is that a translator bot?
No, that's Breslow bot trolling Rafi Devers.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they would never trade a star player and let a star player go.
I agree with that caller. I do think that, I think Durant's more people pressing than we were just saying would be upset if Duran got traded. Especially after the Netflix doc and that whole mental health thing, and everyone was rallying behind him. Yep. I think people would be
go
pissed.
Fix your feelings somewhere else.
And on the heels of the Rafi Devers trade.
That would be a perception of it.
Yeah, and there is an interesting layer to that, Stiz, because it would get lumped in. And I lump it in. And I think you should fairly lump it in, honestly, because if you trade your two-hitter and then you trade your one-hitter, and it's like, whoa, this lineup. And the three-hitter is either going to be traded or is still hurt. All of a sudden, the four-hitter is already hurt. Jesus, we're getting to the five-hitter before you're like an actual penciled-in regular part of this team this year.
Not great. Yeah. By the way, two-thirds of the people in your show poll are saying yes, they would consider trading Jaron Duran.
That's why he's the best in the business. Mm. I totally forgot I even did that as a poll today, and I knew it was interesting when I was driving in. 65% would indeed trade Jaron Duran. So, Stiz, that kind of pushes back against our popularity theory. Now, you know, some people, as they are wont to do on Twitter, will I'd consider anything. That's terrible wording.
That's part of it. And then I think you got to think about the audience on Twitter. I think those people responding to that poll are very like sports centric people, right?
Which
what percentage of the Red Sox fan base would you see are diehard X's and O's? You know what I mean?
What do you want me to ask my mother if she would trade
Jaron Duran? No,
sure, call her up.
I think the average Red Sox fan.
The average Red Sox fan, you don't think is represented in those numbers?
I'm not saying that
35?
Exactly, but I just think that Twitter poll is a little bit skewed.
Okay, but 65% of the respondents of my Twitter feed, which generally leans a little bit Patriots because of my history covering the Patriots.
You worked for the Pats?
I did. Long time.
Hey, did you ever go to a Super Bowl?
Nope, and they haven't won a playoff game since I left the organization. Interestingly enough. Geez.
Now, there's a stat.
Interestingly enough, even with Tom Brady, they lost the playoff game they went to without me on the payroll. So, coincidence? Maybe. Maybe not. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we got to pay off what is a long tease. It's like a 17-day tease or something. More likely. We played a game of more likely before I went on vacation. What I was going to miss, what I was not going to pay attention to, what I would wear, not wear, do. Am I buying property in the Caribbean? All of those things. More likely, the payoff next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
WEEI Afternoons. With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
What happened to all our heat-related rejoins? Just a heat rejoin, Stiz?
That's right, I forgot it's hot out.
Yeah, just because we were lucky enough to have AC in
Wait,
here.
Wait, I forgot it's hot out? How can you? There's a guy on weather right now wearing khakis, a blazer, and a banana tie, showcasing that it's 106 here, 106 in Provincetown.
It's the heat index, don't exaggerate.
I was being facetious.
So this is not heat related. There's no heat sarcasm. This is Eminem.
Yeah, just lose it. No.
There's nothing.
I was trying to reach there, see if I could pull something.
I'll tell you. You know who's hot these days? Marshall Mathers, otherwise known as Eminem.
I don't even think he's really that hot. He peaked a long time ago.
Oh, are you? Chill out, dude. Guy, get a grip. Get a freaking grip.
I'm getting a grip on my Hey Dudes, which are on my feet. Gripping those with my old toes right now. They are the best.
I'll take reaching for an Instagram deal for $400, Alex.
Oh, I would absolutely take an Instagram deal. If they want to ship me some free Hey Dudes, yes, I would love them. They are remarkably, and I'm not sure I pull them off very well.
Is this legal?
Is it? I don't know. Beg for
Isn't this payola?
No. Payola would be, I did this and they're paying me and I didn't acknowledge it.
Or sending you stuff.
And they haven't.
Okay, but
they've
you're
done nothing for me yet. I'm begging. But Dan Ball, we played the game of more likely before I went on vacation. Some were sports related, some were vacation related, some were life related. And so let's pay off the tease. Give the answers and see how Fitzy and I handled our predictions.
Okay, so the first one was the Red Sox were playing 9 games while Andy was away: 3 against the Yankees, 3 against Seattle, 3 against the Giants. More likely to be over or under in those games. Andy said over at 6-3. Nick also said over at 5-4. They were 6-3 in those 9 games.
Andy Hart, right again.
I think both of you and all of us collectively were like, yeah, we'll believe that they'll be over 500. But I thought 6-3 was a little bit of a bold statement from you at the time.
And then the bottom started to fall out late
yeah,
in
nice
the San
job,
Francisco
guy.
Series and then Anaheim. Up next.
NBA Finals Game 7 was the day before you got back. More likely to win the NBA Finals. Andy said Thunder in 7. Nick said Pacers in 6.
Nailed it.
How about Thunder
Andy
in 7?
Right again! 2-0, baby! It's no quiz with Stiz, but I am still a winner.
So, with the implication that you guys both had your separate NBA Finals winners, more likely to win NBA Finals MVP. For Andy, it was SGA or the field, and for Nick, it was Tyrese Halliburton or the field.
Crushed
Andy,
it.
Obviously, with SGA, was able to get that one right as well. So, you swept the NBA category on that one.
Eat a dub!
And unfortunately, that is still out there now for a second day in a row.
Yeah, and no Monty Mac, FYI.
I imagine it to be.
Monty Mac, that wasn't Monty Mac. That was SGA on GMA this morning with no NRJ. And I am not on energy drinks, Monty Mac. I love my friends at Lucky Energy, but I have not ingested one today. I am high on life. You go on vacation, you come back with a little hop in your step.
I'm having one to try to keep up with Andy. Back to you, Dan.
That's a good
Thank you,
approach
Nick.
On your part. You need to. Let's go. Pick it up. Pick it up.
Gin in mine.
What do you got, Dan Ball?
I don't know. The Stanley Cup Finals, Game 7 would have been the Friday before you got back. More likely to win a cup and by how many games? You both said Florida Panthers in 6. So you both had that one correct. Believe.
Have I been wrong yet?
You are 4-0 so far.
In this, no.
Oh, in life?
Yes.
Many, many times. Mm-hmm. Many. Too many times.
You both, with the expectation that the Panthers would win, more likely to win the Conn Smythe, Brad Marchand, or the field. Unfortunately, he didn't end quite as strong to the series. It was his fellow rat, Sam Bennett, that ended up with the Conn Smythe.
Although,
victory.
Even Sam Bennett, I saw, said Marchand could have just as easily won this this trophy.
I was a little surprised he didn't.
Yeah, I kind of was, too.
Even well, numerically speaking, I thought
Bennett
just,
and Reinhardt had some pretty great series as well.
Oh, yeah.
Dan, Bennett, free agent?
Bennett, free agent, yes. And the number, $7-9 million for a center with a little bleep you in his game. It's going to be interesting to see how much he ends up getting. Florida's
is Marchand still coming back?
Not no. a chance.
Can we get Raycroft on the line to ask him if Marchand is coming back? What's up next?
Up next, more likely to occur during Andy's vacation, a Jordan Hudson exclusive interview or another Pablo Torre podcast solely dedicated to Bill Belichick. Neither have really happened, and they've both now been suspiciously quiet over the last couple weeks.
So, to some degree, although Pablo Torre actually joined forces with Mike Florio in quite a tag team combination to go after the NFL in a collusion case today, but there was sort of, and this is, an exclusive interview Jordan related. When I came back and picked up all my newspapers, yes, I get newspapers, the Standard Times had an interview with the New Bedford artist who painted the famous yoga flying Jordan portrait of Bill Belichick, and she reached out to him on Instagram and bought the portrait, yeah. Had him change it from the Patriot way to the Belichick way. Mm-hmm. So there was an interview in which he shared some things from Jordan, including the fact that, do you know what the first movie that the lovely couple Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson ever saw together was?
The Program.
No.
Oh.
Hold on.
Fitzy,
wait,
you
wait,
should
wait.
Get this.
Showgirls.
Wait, no, it would have been a movie in the theater.
Magic Mike.
Minecraft.
No. Oh, is that a shot at her being young?
Yes.
Chicken, or whatever that was the kids were
Chicken
yelling.
Chicken Jockey. No, it was 3-4 years ago. I'm going to go with, I don't know.
His arguably most famous quote comes from this, or one of his most famous notable quotes from a scandal comes from this movie.
Hmm.
I'm not the...
My Cousin Vinny.
Yes! I'm not the Mona Lisa Vito.
Oh, you're
ball
kidding.
Pressure.
That was the first movie they
the
watched together?
The first movie that Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson watched together was My Cousin Vinny.
Did you guys at also home. See wow. A couple days ago, Jordan posts on her Instagram. It's like a, it's so weird. It's like a 2-second behind the scene clips.
Yeah,
of
I didn't
that
get
CBS,
it.
And it's like part one. That's the caption.
And was I supposed to be wowed? Like, oh my God, CBS well, screwed her. Jordan's right. She was.
It's like she's implying, like, oh, I'm about to spill
but there
the tea.
Was, there was nothing
but
there.
Nothing nope. has come
there
subsequently.
There was no tease.
So, yeah,
she's,
I don't know.
Yeah, go away. You were better when you went away.
Yeah.
Up next, Dan Ball.
Up
I
next.
Was better when I went away, too, to be fair. So,
I think the guy next to you might agree at this point. more likely to be worn again after vacation. You kind of juiced the odds on this one, Andy.
Yep.
Hey Dude shoes or a flamingo shirt?
So, I'm 2-for-2 on the Hey Dude shoes. 2 days back, 2 days that I wore the Hey Dudes.
And I think you're thinking of investing again, especially
oh, yeah.
with promo code Andy after checkout.
Oh, yeah. If you want to hook me up, Hey Dude, Sydney Sweeney ain't nothing on Andy Hart in terms of promotion. Yeah. No,
this is like the home shopping network with a side of sports. What are we doing?
But yesterday's show, if you watched
Wow, that's
on,
gross.
If you watched on Twitch or if you just bitched at me on social media, you saw that I actually wore
yeah.
the pink flamingo shirt while saying something stupid about trading Christian Campbell. So, yeah, they both got worn. And I love both of them, actually. And Stiz, What, Stiz, what did you say when I walked in the door about the shirt?
I actually, oh, I love the shirt. The you shirt, were like, I would rock that
yo,
10 times out of 10.
Yo, that's fly or dope or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's probably that was verbatim.
Yes.
Yo, that's fly or dope or something.
And I love the shoes. Yeah. I'm probably going to go out and buy a pair myself.
Did you hear that, hey, dude? I'm already influencing people to purchase your product.
Stiz buys the knockoff brand that they sell in Chelsea, Yo Bro.
I was going to say, hey, bro, but Yo Bro is way better.
Okay, what up?
Last one, more likely to be uttered on Monday. My wife is booking another island vacation next year, or we're never doing that again. / Miller Lite and my boat are all I need in life. You said island. You said another island, and Nick said buying island property. So he went a step further than that.
So there should have been a third option. Was I'm in debt up to my eyeballs, but we'll leave that one to the side.
That wasn't going to change with the vacation, though.
No, that's true. I will tell you this in Nick's line of thinking.
Yes.
There was a day where my wife was like, did you know that the average salary on this island is $40,000 a year and the average home price is currently $400,000? I was like, wait, what? What are we doing? Like, I joked about moving there, but mm-hmm. are you doing research to see how much you can make and how much you can buy a house for? So
what do you think? What would you think about another Fitzy Five that I considered for yesterday was top five Caribbean movie escape portrayals, like Zihuatanejo in Mexico. Granted, that's not necessarily the Caribbean. In Shawshank Redemption, at the end of Running Scared, the great Gregory Hines Billy Crystal movie,
yeah.
where they buy a bar in the Caribbean. You must have considered for a moment, because everyone does it. What would it be like if we did this all the time? The answer is not boring.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it would get boring. I don't know if it would lose its specialness.
Did you ever meet a bartender like in the Keys, the Caribbean, Southwest Florida, etc., that just looked at you like, oh, please kill me. This is so not fun. Being in the sunshine, watching television and pouring drinks for people and having interesting conversations.
No, it's that. And Kenny Chesney wrote a song about that, about like the guy he goes fishing with on one of these islands that he
great
likes
story.
To shut up, that he likes to visit when he's not touring. And the guy's basically like, you pay money to come live my life.
Yeah.
You get to live my life for a week and you pay a lot of money to do so. I live this yeah. life every day and you pay me to help mm-hmm. you enjoy
right.
your time here.
I'm telling you.
There's some truth to that. No, there is.
Absolutely.
Now, what would I do, though?
Cut lawns, just like you want to do after you
leave.
What if
you were landscaping?
They didn't really have lawns. There's a lot of hills there, and it okay. doesn't seem like there's lawns.
It is mountainous.
Yeah, it's mountainous.
Biggest
it's
mountains in the Caribbean, the Tetons.
The Tetons. There's a Petite Teton and a Grand Teton.
I'd say bartend, but too many people.
Well,
for you to have to interact with.
No.
Paradise Beach Bar was pretty low key, maybe 10, 12 people at a time, and the menu was on a T-shirt on a pole, so I don't even know how to be a bartender.
But riding in an Uber, you have to stare out the window because the driver makes you uncomfortable. You can't deal with servicing. Like, people need, like, a friendly person.
I am very friendly.
To be fair, that was Art in the Uber, and that conversation would make anybody uncomfortable.
Yeah. What, AI dictating our sex in the future?
Yes.
Yeah, and more than that. Yeah, there was a lot
you
that
just,
that
You
just,
you start your own podcast out there. You start your own podcast, and you just
That's true. I can yell podcast about from anywhere. Always, but know, I could also just yell about the Patriots and the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Now, the dirty little secret is almost nobody makes money in podcasts, so I don't know how I'm supporting
you know
myself.
You know the funny thing is also... thanks to this magical thing called technology now, you could set up a little TV studio, you could set up a radio studio, and you could just be living on, your POV would probably change a little bit because you would chillax. It would be Island Andy 24/7, 365.
Oh, Island Andy was pretty relaxed. That is true. Like, he was definitely, there was not a lot of yelling or arguing, like, what's the biggest thing to argue about? Do you want to do the pool first or the beach and then the pool? Do I get the...
Are we going to have steak or are we going to have the crustaceans?
Both, because it's a buffet and I'm bringing multiple plates to the buffet with me. Like, there was nothing to be worked up about. There was literally nothing.
That's the nice thing. Like, the low blood pressure.
You come in and you see the flowers on the bed and those little, like, towel animals. It looks like a swan on your bed. It's like, how can you be
worked
up?
And you look at them and you're like, hey, honey. And she's like, nope.
Hey, are those steak tips? Fitzy here. Can I have one? And then you go to the little mini fridge and there's beer in it.
Those little small. I love the vacation size beers. Like 8, 10 ounce cans. They're great.
Yeah, they're 9 point something. Because they were like 275 milliliter or something. So they were like 9 ounces.
Drink zillions.
So that was the other thing. I was like, don't judge me. It's a 9 ounce beer. I usually drink 16s at home. So it's really two beers. So leave
me alone. Dan Ball, a 24 ounce. Yeah, did you crack into any of those last night, Dan?
Yes, absolutely. It was a great way to end my Monday.
Iron sharpens iron. It made that
Red Sox game a little bit more enjoyable. I appreciated it.
All right, enough shots at the Red Sox. I did want to actually touch on it coming up here on WEEI Afternoons. We just referenced it. Pablo Torre. People were all over him that he was like obsessed with Bill Belichick and get a hobby. Well, apparently he got a hobby, and that was competing with Mike Florio for a kind of bombshell news story that the NFL squashed and is still flying under the radar. But allegations of NFL collusion when it comes to guaranteed contracts. I know this is something Ted Johnson will want to talk about when he's back later in the week, healthy again. But I want to touch on that next. Guaranteed contracts in the NFL. They were coming. Until collusion kept them away. That's next on WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Extra money if you can name the movie this song is from.
Wouldn't it be Beverly Hills Cop?
Look at you. Look at you. Hey, listen, that's not always a guarantee.
I know a lot of pop culture. Especially now after a couple long plane flights. I got like 4 new movies I've seen.
Wow. Any good ones you watched on the
library?
I really liked Wicked. I really liked it. I don't know if I'm allowed to admit that. I'm a hardo.
You were making fun of me earlier for telling you to watch A Star Is Born.
The Wizard of Oz is cooler than A Star Is Born.
No.
And I actually really like musicals. Also, I was able to tell Rich Keefe something about Wicked, even though he had already seen it, that somehow he missed.
What was that?
The spoiler matter?
Nah,
it's been out long enough.
Does she turn green?
Spoiler alert.
No, she's born green. The question is, who's her father? And they very strongly allude to the fact that the Wizard of Oz, the guy behind the curtain, the guy from Omaha or wherever the hell he's from that came in on the balloon, is the Wicked Witch's father.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh. And Rich Keefe was like, wait, they said that in that movie? I was like, well, they didn't say it.
That's why she's got a grudge against him.
And there's a whole weird thing. He invites her to the castle. He even has the little figure of the future of, and he wants her power, too. Mm-hmm. But I watched Captain America. Not good.
Brave New World.
Terrible.
Yes. The original Captain America, the first soldier. That,
Should have been good. Has Red Hulk in it. I love Hulk, but Red Hulk, not good.
Not good.
The whole thing wasn't good. And then I watched Gladiator 2, which I didn't quite finish, but I would
say
it was
fine. Actually also the name of the porn send-up.
No, we're not doing that.
It is. No. I'm just saying, what's wrong with that?
We don't talk porn on this show. That's a sin. Do you know that?
Yes, I do.
My Bible podcast taught me that.
Yep, my Bible podcast taught me that.
Now you're producing.
And size matters. Father Mike Schmitz. So yeah, I watched. I think those were the three. I did enjoy, and again, didn't get paid for this. Paid full freight for the flight, so this is not payola or cashola. So American Airlines, you just log into their Wi-Fi, and all their entertainment just immediately pops up
on
your
phone. That's the way it should be.
Very easy.
Right on your tablet, laptop,
right,
the
anything
phone.
You log in on. Yep. Very functional. I know a lot of people love the JetBlues and the TVs.
Well,
either
because,
the
yeah, because they have DirecTV, and then you get all the free snacks.
But
and
even
just like Terra Chips, SportsCenter.
Speaking of the snacks, they are hoarding the Biscoffs.
What?
The guy didn't say pretzels or Biscoffs. He basically threw pretzels at me, so I just took it. Mm-hmm. Now, proud moment for me as a dad with my daughter. She didn't take that. She was like, wait, are there no cookies? And he was like, actually, we do have cookies.
I'm a Biscoff guy.
They're so good.
Yes, the speculoos cookie butter stuff is the greatest stuff on earth.
They're supposed to ask me, cookie or pretzels? They were just throwing pretzels
at people.
Is
there like a short on the market?
My guess is that the cookies cost more and he's saving the company money the more people he gets to take the
cheap
pretzels.
As if it isn't enough to make us like stand on the plane, have to pay to breathe.
$35 to get a bag on the damn plane.
Bring a freaking bag.
Did anybody do the, when the plane lands, the second it lands, people start standing up and crowding the...
Oh, yeah. And one...
Oh, I hate that.
One person passed my wife. This was the late one. It was 1 a.m. at Logan. And then the next woman was going to pass us. And my wife goes, oh, no, and puts her arm out.
Yeah, you got
it. And got up. And
like that.
Did anybody clap when it was landing?
I don't think... Maybe the first one.
Were they easy flights?
I struggled to and fro Miami for some reason.
Why?
The flights from Miami to St.
You couldn't sleep, or were
Lucia,
they turbulent?
No, they just felt like they went on forever. My butt got numb in a weird way. I kept having to move around. It felt funny. It was weird. Weird. I had to pee. I usually don't have to pee on those three-hour flights.
Is this the pilot for your new travel pod?
No. I'm just giving you a quick recap. And sorry, Pablo Torre.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
I would also recommend St. Lucia for anybody that wants to head down
there. I've been to a few islands, have never been to St. Lucia, definitely plan on hitting it.
Yeah, I'm going to keep checking off the islands down there. I like it down there. And as
What's
Dan
next?
Ball noted, whatever my wife tells me I'll be traveling to next.
Good answer.
But as Dan Ball noted, I don't know if this is coincidence or not, or location in the Caribbean type of resort, but I did not have any digestive issues.
Massive.
So that's a big win for me, because that, as I've told you, has affected, and Ted hates it when I bring this up, but it affected many other vacations. So yeah, no digestive issues. Let me take full advantage of drinks and buffet. And also, Ted, if you're listening... Didn't gain a single pound, baby. Shredded and tanned as the day I left, baby. So we're feeling good. Okay, sorry, Pablo Torre. You're doing great journalism. Big J chasing down collusion in the NFL. They were close to having guaranteed contracts, and they colluded against the players, so they don't have them. That summarizes it. Up next here at WEEI Afternoons, we got to get back to Drew Holiday, the Boston Celtics. Drew Holiday was traded. Anfernee Simons is now on the Celtics. Are they a better basketball team? Are they going to win 50 games and be a playoff team next year? Would it be a flat-out failure if the Boston Celtics are not a playoff team when Brad Stevens gets done with his offseason maneuverings? A little Celtics talk up here, 5 o'clock hour, WEEI Afternoons.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.